always, don't lose faith in yourself. Don't lose trust in yourself. And pay more to work with pros.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to skimp out and, like, get, like, a young person, blah, blah, blah. Like, no. No.
Boom. Welcome to another episode of the Asian Not Asian Podcast. Podcast with all your favorite Asian friends. It's Mike Nguyen.
Jenny Arimoto.
I forgot to say this in the last episode, but happy Lunar New Year to those who celebrate it.
Which is not my culture.
But not your
I like
culture.
To jump on.
Although some, I feel sometimes you must, you don't, you have a version? No? You don't do any of that?
I don't think so, no.
No?
I don't know. We observe that other cultures do. I'm like, that's good.
That's cute of you.
That's cute.
That's cute of you.
And we kind of both wore red.
Yeah, I wore red on purpose.
Oh, really?
Because for Lunar New Year.
But I was like, this episode's not going to come out.
I know.
Lunar New Year.
It'll come out way later.
I just wore red because I like this sweater.
Well,
and it makes me feel better.
You look cozy. Yeah, and that's the real message of Lunar New Year.
Be cozy.
Be cozy.
Yeah.
So happy Lunar New Year to everyone. Very quick couple of announcements. If you didn't hear before, we're shifting to semi-monthly, bi-weekly, whatever you want to call it, every other week. And we come out on Tuesdays, purely as a sustainability thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about green sustainability. I'm talking about lifestyle sustainability.
Yeah. Our sustainability.
Our sustainability. So, you know, otherwise it's the same, but mm-hmm. we're just doing that. And we maybe drop some extra ones just here and there, just as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this will help us keep doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And allow us some brain room to do other things too.
Yes.
Which I think I would love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we still love doing this. So that's why we're still here. Recording from the worst place on the planet. This fucking studio. Pirate Studio.
It's actually not that bad today.
Today isn't that bad. Although if you saw, I don't know if you can see, there was a fire here. There was some melting.
My God.
Something happened. They like melted. There's a wire here. There's some melting there.
Yeah.
This is... Pirate Studio is less a...
This is becoming a Pirate Studio slander podcast.
It is. And it's great because I use their equipment to do it.
Yeah.
So it is less a studio and more a smoking place. It's it's a room that you can smoke in that's soundproof.
100%.
Pirate Studio.
Uh-huh.
Are you looking for a place in New York City where you can smoke as much weed as you want and light small fires? Pirate Studio.
Yeah, there you go. Pirate Studio. As our guest absolutely hits that pen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah,
We're going to be kicked out here. Who cares? Which would be actually a wonderful blessing. You know, so my dream, just to kind of bring it back around to some other things we do, which is the Patreon. One of my dreams has always been to have a studio space in the place I live.
Yeah.
So then I could just wake up, put on my dope ass Ralph Lauren robe.
Yeah.
And just start doing the podcast.
Just start podcasting immediately.
And then I don't have to worry about melted wires or weirdness or any of that stuff. And it would be great. But it's New York City and it's very expensive to do all that stuff. So just think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Check out our Hack City show. It's our stand-up comedy show. The next one is March 7th?
8th?
March 8th. March 8th. The next one's March 8th. It's at Union Hall in Brooklyn. It's a Friday. It's at 7:30. Doors are at 7. You can get tickets in the episode description or go to asiannotasianpod.com. And then, of course, you know what? If you're in on the West Coast or in Dallas, then you can check out my boy Fumi, our boy Fumi. He's doing a bunch of shows, one February 28th, one March 6th in San Jose and San Francisco, respectively. And then he'll be in Dallas in March, the 22nd and the 23rd, at Dallas Comedy Club. So go there. And if this will help you sell it, when he doesn't sell out his shows, he gets very sad. He gets depressed, and we don't want that.
No.
Sad, depressed Fumi is...
the worst Fumi.
Is the worst one, because usually he's just horny and...
Just that's it.
That's
just horny.
Yeah. But, I mean, then he gets sad and horny,
yeah.
Which It's the worst combo. It's a weird combo. So those are our announcements. Very quickly, for some shout outs to our Patreon subscribers. Patreon, the best way to support the podcast. And we give you a little shout out on the show. And we got two today. We're catching up from our little break. So we've been trying to get through a bunch. Mm-hmm. One, our first one is, this is a great name. I think this is such a pretty name. Celine. Mm-hmm. Tolentino.
Wow, that's a beautiful name.
Beautiful name.
Beautiful name.
Only a name that the beautiful country of the Philippines can come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous name.
That is such a good name. I'm jealous. I'm really jealous.
That's like a gorgeous sequin gown of a name.
Yeah. I feel like, am I describing Celine?
Yeah.
Celine probably has like really cool tattoos.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And like has like a really cool short pixie haircut.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just like really awesome.
Just like a super, like,
so cool.
Works at
plants everywhere in their apartment.
So many plants.
Yeah.
Just works at a cafe, and every guy go. The cafe has terrible coffee.
Yeah.
But it's packed because of Celine.
Yeah.
every tech bro goes there and is like, dude, this like barista's like so into me.
Yeah.
And no, it's just Celine being wonderful.
Yeah, it's just Celine being Celine.
And everyone's in love with her.
Yeah, and she's just like, I don't know. Everywhere I go, people just show up.
People keep giving me free stuff.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't relate to you, but I'm obsessed with you.
Well, thank you very much for your donation, Celine. And the next one is Gina Kim.
A kind of a classic name.
Classic Korean name.
Yeah, classic.
This is, you know, I'm going to go consultant on this one.
I can see that.
Gina Kim.
Yeah.
Heads up the ESG practice.
Yeah. Went to Cornell.
Went to Cornell.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about, hey, should she go, should she go get her MBA? She's not sure.
Right.
Is it, you know, it's like a, it's a big, big commitment. It's a lot of money, you know, and, or should she just chill? Or should she just become an influencer? One of those three.
You're right.
One of those things.
She's kind of doing like, she's like starting to vlog.
Yeah. You
know? Just like a day in the life of a consultant.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a person I follow. The person's name is Chris Hu. It's a girl, and it's like a blog. It's mainly about her working out and her life, and she lives in the Bay Area, which is why I like the Bay Area stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but if you were to ask me why I think it's interesting, it's just like I like watching people exercise.
What?
Yeah, it's
just
like
watch her exercise.
Yeah, well, like it's like her exercising, and then like some of her like going through her, you know, her life or whatever. But like a lot of it is like, oh, I'm preparing for like a triathlon, so here's my workout, and she writes it on a whiteboard, and then she like has a little thing of her working out, and I'm like, this is awesome. I love fit people doing things.
Do you feel motivated to work out too, or is it literally just that you're like, good for her?
When I watch it, I'm high as balls.
Okay,
and I'm just like, dude, that looks sick. But I just enjoy. I love people who are like at the top of their game.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just my jam.
That's such dude things to say.
I know.
I just love people who are at the top of their game. I've never once said that phrase in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, Gina, you should get up on that because I would subscribe and then I would be your Patreon.
Yeah.
It would be so crazy. So if you want to get up on this, it's patreon.com/AsianNetAsianPod. Help me get that studio space.
Please.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know? It would be great. Let's get into it. Do you want to introduce our guest?
Yes, I wrote an intro.
Here we go. Boom.
Our guest is the founder and creative director of Sunday School, a cannabis and lifestyle brand that's truly everywhere, including my water bottle. Truly, this is branded by Sunday School. And I also saw Sunday School fleece in Brother Sun recently.
Oh,
clock
hey.
That. He's also an Aquarius, which I recently asked to confirm that he's not a Capricorn. And he just turned 30.
Wow.
Welcome to your ears, Dalem.
Wow.
31? I thought you were 30.
No, I'm poor, so I had to.
Oh, you comboed it.
With another girl who turned 30.
But, he's 31.
I'll take 30.
You look 30. You're 31, but you look 30.
Thank you.
You look great.
Yeah, welcome to your ears, Dalem.
Woo!
Welcome.
How do you do?
Thank you.
How's it going?
Good. I'm a little bloated because I was high on my balls watching Korean girls dancing.
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Wait, like live?
Or on
dancing?
YouTube?
No, on YouTube?
On YouTube. Yeah.
This is literally what we just talked about on the last podcast episode. I said, My favorite thing to do high is watch K-pop dance practice videos.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. The fact that...
And stage videos.
Yeah, it's so good.
The fact that YouTube doesn't have a mode where it's like, where when you fire up, what YouTube should do is when it's after a certain time in the day, it should be, are you high? And then you go, yes. And then it's just like, K-pop videos, bro. I got you.
No, there should be, you know, the Apple Vision Pro just launched.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I was like there. Like if, so I have the Oculus, right? Like from long time ago. And there's this one K-pop video that is like 4D, which is ITZY. Like,
I love ITZY. I love ITZY.
ITZY wannabe dance practice video. And when you watch it, like that's the only video that's like truly 4D. Like, you know, they filmed it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
4D. And it's so crazy. Like you can walk around and you can see them from
that's
other
so
angles.
Cool.
Oh, you can like walk around them?
Yeah.
Dude, it'd be fire if you it taught you the moves and then you could be one of the backup dancers.
Yeah.
That would be fucking sick.
It's just my favorite girl group. They're not a vocal group, but they're a dance group. Yeah. And they're so fun to watch. They're my favorite to watch high.
ITZY, is that who it is?
Yeah. I bought non-sanctioned ITZY merch off of Etsy.
Non-sanctioned.
It's like
bootleg.
Definitely not from them.
Spelled funny.
Love.
That's sick.
So I did that while eating two packs of my favorite snack ever, which is the Trader Joe's like butter waffle crisps.
Okay. Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah. So they're 1,120 calories per box. Oh, so I ended up eating 2,240 calories.
Oh my god!
So a little,
that's a birthday though.
Yeah, a little bloated. Yeah. But you know it's okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
And you got a facial and you're glowing.
Yeah, I got a facial. I'm glowing. My sister saw me this morning. And is like, oh, I hope they're not filming you while
we're filming
this podcast
in 4K. Yeah,
you're really bloated.
Like, she said that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a beautiful sibling relationship.
I was like, yeah.
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 But, you know,
you want someone who can tell you you're bloated.
This is who she is. So.
Yeah. Well, you don't look bloated to me, but I'm also bloated.
You look great.
Because I did my Korean barbecue last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sick.
So I'm also really bloated.
It's bloated is the new hungover.
Bloat city.
But bloat's actually really good. It really, you know, no wrinkles. Just feeling bloated.
Yeah, see, you get no wrinkles by being puffy as fuck.
Yeah.
Nature's Botox.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, just eat a whole bunch of Korean meat. Boom. That's how I stay young.
Yep.
Dave, make sure to get real close to the... Yeah, yes. There you go. That's better. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for coming here.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
We want to talk. Our overarching episode question is, when is it too late to make a career change? Or I guess it's just talking about career changes because you've kind of gone through a couple of things. I look through your LinkedIn. That's how I get to know all of our guests is through LinkedIn. And I decide whether or not you should be on the show based on your LinkedIn. And you have a fire LinkedIn. So
yeah,
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But we want to, you know, just kind of get into, like you have this brand, Sunday School. And how would you describe what it is? Like, what's the jam of Sunday School?
Yeah, well, Sunday School, we have one mission, and our mission is to globalize cannabis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, make the world a higher place together. So, you know, we do that with our high-quality goods.
Okay.
That we design for high minds like yourselves. Yeah, and then we... You know, we have two kind of main categories. One is weed. We sell weed.
You sell weed?
Yeah, we sell
gummies. Did you always do that?
We started in 2020. Okay. So it's been like year four.
I see.
We sell at dispensaries in California.
Yes.
But we're about to launch them online.
Oh, really?
Starting April. So
nice.
Super excited about that. And then we also sell smokeware, which is, you know, a marketing term that I coined to sell more clothes. basically, you know, I started this brand based on a joke. I had quit my job and I had a vape pen in my childhood bedroom.
Yeah.
Where like every single like Ivy League poster is like, you know, like it's giving that energy, you know, just to paint the picture.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a single bed.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm a thick boy. Uh-huh. So like it's very tight.
Yeah.
But I was underneath my sheets and I had locked the door and it was a Sunday at noon. And then my mom like was knocking on my door. She probably thought I was like jerking it or something that. But she was like, you don't even have a job. Why the fuck are you still sleeping? It's 12. Like, just go outside for a walk. You know, classic Korean mom shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was just like hitting the vape pen and I was like, gosh, I wish she could just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I wish she could smoke this pen with me. And that became like, oh, what if God was Korean and smoked weed every day to create this world? Because my mom is my God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She like birthed me, she raised me, she paid for my life when I was a kid. Like, so I was like, oh my gosh, wow. Like, what would that world look like? And I started like writing and drawing shit. And then I had some Photoshop skills that I had from high school because one, I was Photoshopping my face to look skinnier. and two, like my art elective was like design, graphic design. So I like just made some graphics. And then I had some knowledge of like pattern cutting because my like, you know that like one special thing you have to do to get into colleges?
That was
for me,
that
fashion.
That was your thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so like I had like a little fashion exhibit, internships, you know.
Yeah.
So I made like some jackets and I made some t-shirts and then I was like, not bad. And then I didn't do anything with it till I came back to America when I was like, okay, I know I want to work in fashion before it's too late.
Mm.
And then I started a job at this company called V-Files. And while I was doing that, I was like, you know, if they can fucking launch it, I can do it. And then I just launched my company while I was working there.
Yo.
Whoa.
That's a cool, like, I like the whole thing came from what if God was Korean and smoked weed?
Every
That's
day.
A really tight, like, I see the vision now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now it makes
sense. Yeah. That's so, but basically for us, we're just trying to, like, our clothes, like, it's really comfy. We only make comfy shit.
Yeah.
Because we want you to feel high when you're wearing it. You know, that, like, fuzzy
feeling
you get when you're high. Like, it's, for me, like clothing, I associate it most with like memories.
Mm.
And through your like, you know, fun times, high times while watching ITZY on 4K to like your lows, you know? And we just want like our clothes to be like a vessel that carries memories with you.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yeah, a little romantic.
Yeah.
What last night or the other night when you were watching this YouTube video, what were you wearing?
Last night, I was wearing this.
Oh, really? That big fleece. Gotta wear the fleece, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister likes it cold in the house.
Yes.
And I live with my sister.
Yeah.
And I like you know, I like it warm. So I'm fully clothed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's also just freaking cold right now.
Yeah. It is.
In the world.
Exactly.
It is.
It's so cold.
That's why, but I think that's like very, you know, part of the experience of like smoking weed and watching YouTube videos is like I like to, I mean, I wear my jammies, but like I have like you know, a bunch of Champion sweats I wear. And these are like these are like, you know, yes, I sleep in them, but like I you know, really like wearing them. They're, you know, there's a lot of guys who just like wear like crap when they go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. I want to like also, in this is always what I think, in case the police come, I want to still look kind of cool.
Okay.
You know, fire. I never, you know, whenever someone's getting dragged out of like their house, they're always like in their basketball shorts or something, and they're wearing flip-flops. No, I want to look at least a little cool if the police come.
Did you know that it's illegal to smoke weed inside in New York State?
What?
Wait, really?
I fucking know. So basically,
what are we supposed to go outside?
You have to smoke
outside.
So
police may come. Huh? Yeah, apparently. But then also outside, like there are zones on where you can smoke or not. And I'm like, who the fuck, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
this is New York.
Like,
yeah, right.
But we're opening up a store in Nolita.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful store, great deal. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And then like me, you know, I was like hitting my vape pen while I was touring, just like not even thinking about it, just being, you know.
Yeah.
And then the fucking realtor was like, excuse me, New York State Code 11, like clause 6.
Oh my God.
She was like, it is illegal to smoke in the building. And then she kept, like, she made the landlord, like, put that into the lease.
Oh,
wow.
And I was like, okay, I mean,
Fair, you know, I guess.
Did she know your business, though?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, she knows.
Yeah, I mean, it'll just curb my smoking habits, I guess.
Have you gotten your mom to smoke weed?
Yeah.
She took a gummy.
Really? Yeah.
So that was fire.
How did she react?
She didn't feel anything.
That's,
the first couple times, you don't feel nothing.
I know, you don't
she didn't feel anything.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So I'm supposed to sit here and tell you what I would do if I had an extra hour a day, and I've been thinking about it for a little bit, and it's tough. Maybe I'd do more jujitsu, maybe I'd podcast more, or maybe I'd just try to get like 50 more minutes of sleep and then 10 more minutes of scrolling mindlessly through my phone, and then I'd feel guilty about wasting my magical hour. I guess that's the thing. It's hard to figure out what you'd do if you had more time, unless you really think about what your priorities are. But therapy is one way to do just that. Figure out your priorities so you can put them first in your life. I've done therapy, and I've used what I've learned from therapy to help me understand what my priorities are and what my values are. For me, it wasn't like a magic bullet, but the more I learned about myself, the more I've learned to understand my values, and honestly, the happier I've become. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can always switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/asian today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/asian. You know how there's some things that just work great together? Like me and Ginny, your two favorite hosts from your favorite Asian podcast? Well, what about the perfect duo when it comes to growing your business? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. That's a lot. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/asian, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/asian now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/asian.
I mean, fair.
Yeah, this only has to happen when she's in America.
Right.
So oh,
I'll
I see.
Time it. Because if you're Korean, actually, what's crazy is if you're Korean, no matter where you are, you can't smoke.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, you get like, it's punishable.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not Korean, so.
That's so wild. I did not know it was like that.
Yeah, it's like that. It'd
wow,
be like that.
It'd
That's
be
fucked.
Like that.
Yeah. Dang,
but you're not breaking any rules when you're, you know what I mean.
I mean, I'm not, but my
yeah.
mom is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, she's yeah, whatever. She's 60. They're not gonna come after her.
She's not a menace to society. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm a big fan of your shit. I have my wife had to like go out of her way to find it because like it was. It's the bucket hat. It's like a yellow bucket hat, and it has like
the
you know?
OG.
Yeah, dude.
Yo.
I remember seeing that, and I saw someone wearing it. I can't remember who was what, and she looked so cool.
Oh my god,
wearing it, and I'm a big bucket hat fan. And
oh my
god, I've not used it to hold the joint. It has a little joint holder.
You should.
I know. I should. I'm a terrible joint roller. I'm truly bad at it.
There are other people for that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, or like
machines.
I don't know. Yeah, there's machines. Yeah. You guys should get in some machines because I would like to get one of those.
I actually we're discontinuing our joint and flower line.
Oh, really?
To go full on edible and
vape.
Is
yeah.
that like
vape is fire?
Yeah.
Those are the two things I prefer anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going like full city girl.
I love it.
But that being said, I roll amazing spliffs.
Do you?
That's not surprising.
An Instagram called Spliff the Explorer. Check it out. it's everywhere in the world that I've smoked spliffs at.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty proud of my collection.
I'm always so jealous of people who are like really good at rolling.
Oh my God. I'll teach you.
Really?
Yeah.
You should do like
it's
a
so
class.
It's so like loosey goosey, and it's all like I can never do it.
It's all about like tucking it in. So like imagine if you're tucking your kid in, like you gotta tuck the corner.
Yes.
And like get it tight.
Yeah. Yo.
But tutorial coming soon on Sunday.school.
Yeah, do that.
I think it's cool, man. So like, you know, this overarching episode is supposed to be about like, you know, when is it time to make the career change, right? And I was looking through your LinkedIn. Pretty fire. You went to Harvard.
I did, yeah.
Dank, right? You worked at McKinsey. Sick, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Literal way. Maybe.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
So you told us like, you know, when you kind of, you know, this origin story, right? With you like hanging out and in your room. But was there like, what was there an impetus like before that that made you go like, okay, I can't keep doing what I'm currently doing?
I worked at the Purdue Pharma case.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Gnarly.
Yeah. I legally can't say anything about it. But that made me leave.
I think that's
very fair. You know, props to you too, man. Yeah.
I was like, you know, before I was like, oh, you know, I came all the way to America to... Yeah. Achieve my American dream. Yeah. House in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, all of this shit doesn't mean anything if you're not proud of yourself.
Right.
Because I felt disgusted.
Yeah.
Of like the work I was doing.
Yeah.
So it was like a 7-month project. I lasted 1 month and I quit.
Really?
Yeah. And this was the project that was supposed to promote me.
Right.
Right. Because that was like a big deal.
Yeah, because like no one wanted to take this project.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then they're like, if you take this project, you'll get promoted. And I was like, you know, yeah, like, let's go America. No.
That is very America. Yeah. You know, it's like, do this dirty job.
Exactly. And then you'll get
money. Will get money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like people who worked on it got the money.
They did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But then now the partner may go to jail, so.
Oh, fuck.
Well, honestly, like, good for you.
Yeah.
To have a backbone and leave is amazing.
Totally.
And I had no like backup plan. Yeah. And left.
I just bounced.
I was like, peace.
Yeah.
So that was.
How did you tell them? Did you just walk in there and be like,
I was like, you know, it's not working out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to search for other jobs.
Yeah.
How old were you then?
I was 23.
Okay.
Dude.
Wow.
I feel like, I mean, I'm still like this, but especially when I was 23, I was such a people pleaser. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, like I always felt like you got to listen to, you know, your authority, whoever your authority is. And then especially if you, you know, like you said, like you came to this country for a certain thing.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel it takes so much like fucking balls to like just.
Honestly, like now I just got like a whole ass flashback.
Oh, yeah.
But like low key, I was kind of Gen Z-ing them before Gen Z.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, this is not like this does not align with my values and morals and lifestyle.
I actually
think when you're that age, because I also went through something similar where I had to like decide to work for someone who was like horrible, has domestic abuse allegations against him and all this stuff.
Oh fuck!
My dad convinced me to stay.
Uh-huh. Oh really?
Which is such boomer energy. Yeah. He was like just like for stability.
Yes, whatever. For sure.
And then I left after because without a job lined up because I was like I can't work for this guy anymore. Yeah. But it's like when you're that age, it is just like this is against like who I am as a person.
Yeah.
It makes me feel disgusting.
Yeah.
Like whatever. So I also was similar where I was like, I can't stay here.
You know, like that
the optimism
we did that.
Too, though. Like,
and it's also fine if you
didn't
do it. It's
a job.
All about choices.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't regret the choice that I made.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you were ready to own up to whatever happened. You left and then you had to be at home with your mom and shit, and she's yelling at you and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like thinking about living in Korea.
Word.
Because I hadn't done that, obviously, for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, I was like, no, I want to try it in fashion before I have any regrets.
That's awesome.
What did what like why did you want to do that? Like, why fashion?
I was always like the boy who was like making dresses out of TP, you know, that vibe, like, and then sketching, doodling. And then that's why I did like my fashion show in high school as my like special elective to get into college.
Yeah.
But you know, I chose fashion for a reason because I was like, you know what? They're going to know I'm gay without me saying it. Yeah. And then I truly love garments. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it less now running a garment business.
Yeah.
But
I truly
love clothes. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I feel you.
Yeah. I was like,
this guy. We have different aesthetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
like,
garments are garments.
Exactly.
You just like love how you, when you put it on.
Yeah.
You know, just how you feel about them and shit.
And like
that.
How it like changes you. You know
what
I mean? That's true.
Because for me, I have a lot of different styles. Like, I don't have one style.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I am like, you know, I'm gonna cosplay as like a Japanese salaryman.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, sometimes I wear skirts, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I wear crazy, like I want to morph into like an anamorph. Like,
yeah.
Whatever it is, like, you know, because I hate jewelry because I can't have anything on my body.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had braces for literally 2 hours and then I was like, get this shit off of me.
Really?
Like, my bestie gave me an Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
I had it for like 2 days and then I was like, nope.
No.
And then I gave it to my dad.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it's just, I hate shit on my body.
Got it. Got it.
And then same with makeup. I can't have
really?
Any.
But you can't feel it.
Huh?
Makeup,
I can
can't feel
it.
Really?
Yeah. It's like when it's cakey or when there's powder on
my
face.
I can see that, yeah.
Like, even for like my moisturizer, I use like the gel type only for sunblock. I use the thinnest sunblock
because
I just hate having stuff. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah.
But clothes, I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I go off with clothes.
Well, that kind of is like related. You know, people always say like, you got to dress for like the job you want, you know? And I feel like I really subscribe to that. And like what you said about when you put on certain things, you kind of like go into a different mode.
Mm-hmm.
Like during the pandemic, I like would straight up still put on like a shirt and a tie because I just was like, I am in work mode and I wanted to be in work mode, you know?
You're giving like Ralph Lauren boy.
I'm Ralph Lauren.
Oh, for sure.
I'm a Ralph Lauren head like crazy.
Like Purple Label energy?
Yeah, like all that stuff. All of it.
All polo.
All polo stuff. Usually like, right, you know, my thing is what I call prosperity core, where I try
Hong Kong daddy.
Yeah. Yes. I try to dress like a dim sum manager.
Love.
Dim sum restaurant manager.
Dim sum manager with like the mahjong underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so
like
real.
Open up the
exactly.
Games.
You know. You got. I got you into the special deal, like the special room in the back.
I love that.
But yeah, that's like my thing. But I think, you know, when you, I like, I feel icky working when I'm like in clothes that is like not in my mind work clothes.
Oh.
Like I want to be in clothes and I'm like, I'm here to work or do whatever it is.
Right.
And then when I go home, I'm gonna like watch a bunch of K-pop videos and then I'm putting on my sweats
because
then I want to be in like the mode, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Yeah.
For me, I like work in whatever. I sometimes work naked.
Yeah, there you
when
go.
It's too hot, you know?
Yeah.
And then I am like a big sweat fleece guy. Like,
yeah.
That's like literally, I wear that every day.
Yeah.
Where's your fleece from? That one you have on?
It's I made it.
No shit!
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's inspired by a dream of UFO invading Seoul and dropping mochi gummies like a doomsday scenario.
Oh,
whoa. Yes.
It is very doomsday.
That's cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah. So, but I always like just because, you know, customers first, I always take the sample.
Yeah.
I take the shitty sample.
Yeah.
Not even like the final pre-production
like the
sample.
First
I take the first
one.
Sample.
The pocket where the pockets are all weird in a weird spot.
Large AF. And I was like.
But it looks so cozy.
It looks really good on you though.
Exactly. Thank you.
Every time I see someone wearing a Sunday school fleece, I always want to say something on the street. But then I'm like, what do I say?
But you know what's crazy now? Like,
what?
Especially last year and this year, I see someone wearing Sunday school, and maybe it's because like I live in Brooklyn and yeah. I work in Chinatown. I see someone wearing Sunday school once a day, at least.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I went to this Lunar New Year, like whatever event that I couldn't get into because the line was way too long. But on the line, I saw five people wearing Sunday school.
Oh, no shit.
And I was like, shut the fuck up. Oh my God. I was like, we're having a pop-up next week. Come through.
Never not working. Never not working.
So like, you're doing your thing. Like you got this, it's really thriving, which is fucking awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's like, so, you know, for people who are like thinking, you know, they've got the equivalent of, they're working on the Purdue Pharma case. Their life isn't like what they want. You know, I think the saddest thing, I read this thing on a meme once where it's like, did you see like Elmo asked everybody how everyone's doing? Did you see that on Twitter?
No, is that when Larry David got into a fight with, like, it's like a joke with Elmo?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. It was the other day, but like Elmo like just like benignly tweeted this. And was like, how's everybody doing? And everybody was like, oh, every Monday, I hate it. And I just try to get to Friday. And like, I feel that sucks, you know? Like, so much of your life is that, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's like the worst thing. So, you know, for people who are doing that, like, what would you want to say to those people? Like, you know, who are facing those kinds of things? Because like, you know, you're making it happen, right?
It's a little bit of a mixed feeling.
Sure.
Not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not all rosy. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I never knew that I had this much tears like in me, because I would only cry when I would watch like a really, really sad, soapy Korean drama.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh my God, I feel that girl. Like, you know, she's like 35 and she's trying to have a baby. Like, yeah. And then I was just, but then like, I just cry all the time now.
Oh, really?
And like, I don't know if you guys ever talked about like MBTI here.
I love Myers-Briggs.
Yeah, Myers-Briggs.
Oh,
which is
yes.
huge in Korea.
Really?
Which is like so huge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like really big T.
Okay.
Like,
what are you?
Which I'm an ENTP.
Ooh, we are exactly opposite.
What is that? Okay.
You are an ISFJ. Wow.
You're exact opposite.
What are you guys talking about? What is...
so Myers-Briggs. It's like a four-dimensional personality test.
Okay,
like
okay.
Extrovert versus introvert.
Right.
You know, feeling versus judging, and then sensing versus...
Intuitive.
Oh. You know.
Yeah. But so I'm feeling, obviously. Hello, have you heard me?
Right.
And thinking.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I think you're a T.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like a pretty big T.
Okay.
But then, yeah, it's not easy. But that being said, like, I would do it again. Like, I have no regrets. I was pretty early on my career shift to go into fashion. But I also didn't do it like, I have this brilliant idea and I'm going to start my company and it's going to be a $1 billion company. Like, that was not how it happened for me.
Mm.
You know, I was like 23 and then I was like, you know, before, I don't want to be like, you know, 31 or like where I'm at right now and be like, oh, fuck, like I am a lawyer or like
I am
a financier and like I have $1 million in my bank account and now I'm going to start like I'm going to work on my passion now. I was like, you know, like I will work on my passion now. And if not, like I'll figure it out when I'm 30.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll have like the experience.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And I did it like a semi-safe way where I worked at a company called V-Files.
Right, you worked at V-Files.
Which got me, one, income.
Yeah.
Two, network.
Yeah.
I knew no one in fashion. So, you know, it was like, it was all about like, you know, you make friends through sneaking in on Moschino shows. Like, then you start getting invited and like whatnot. Like, and back then, I thought that was like the coolest thing, obviously. And then, yeah, so that was, and then number three, like I like learned what to do and what not to do. So based on that, that really gave me kind of it set me up right to be able to start a business that's so niche, right? Like ours. It's so crazy. Like, I mean, if it wasn't 2024, like our business, or 2020s, like our business wouldn't exist like this, you know?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
And even back then, it was like 2017 when I had that revelation. And
yeah,
I just put it out there on 420. Like, that was just the beginning of, like, people still yeah. didn't know Innisfree.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. like Itzy, right, those right. didn't exist.
Yeah.
They were like, probably
they were all
in
school.
Kindergarten.
Yeah. For real.
But I just feel like so much of it is, like, I think there are a few different factors, but, like, for me, it was, like, one, like, the macro trends really worked in my favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then two, like, you know, there's so many times, like, 2 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to quit. You know,
oh, really?
I need to get the fuck out, like, career change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even, like, earlier this year, like, whenever, like, my, you know, whenever things don't go the way that
yeah.
I want it to.
Yeah.
And if it's, like, something that's out of my control, that's when I get the most nervous, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this worth it? But then, like, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because, like, yesterday, seeing, like, those five people in line, like, wear our fleeces.
That's
like,
crazy.
Gave me so much joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we had a pop-up in December, and, like, it was, like, a five-hour pop-up, and 1,000 people came.
That's crazy.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I was just like, damn, like, this is a real community.
Yeah.
You know who they are.
Right.
It's either, like, Asian people or, like, white girlies who, who love eating bento boxes.
Yeah.
And then, like, cool dudes.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I
also think that, like, it's a good, I think it's the mentality of, like, if I fail, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a good mentality that I was not raised with, because I was kind of raised with, you fail, you're going to die.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But it's, like, nice to just, like, be like, and then I tried it, and if it doesn't work out, I tried it.
Like, honestly, even if my business goes bankrupt today, I have no regrets.
Yeah, you tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you did. You had an impact, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And, like, I'm so, like, and I don't think it will, because I think our fucking product is fire.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is just, like, my, I have one New Year's resolution regarding work.
Yeah.
Like, personal life is to find a BF. But work-wise,
yeah.
It's, like, how do I work less and have more impact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I do things such a hard way.
Yeah.
You know, without processes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
My desktop is a mess. Like, you know, I just photos,
yeah.
screenshots.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so this year, I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to do stuff I don't need to do. I'm only going to do stuff that I need to do or, like, that I'm good at.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
thinning hair is different for everyone, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol's five formulas are tailored to your hair's needs, so you can achieve visibly thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair in 3 to 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz today to find the formula that's right for you. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's 3-minute quiz determines which underlying root causes are keeping you from reaching your hair potential. By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, as well as environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a hair health plan that is tailored to your hair's needs. What I like about Nutrafol is that it's quick, easy, natural. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code Asian. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code Asian.
You know, as you get older, you start to understand the real important stuff in life. Sunsets, being with friends, and of course, your Helix sleep mattress. I love my Helix mattress. It is so comfortable, and since I got it a few years ago, it's really improved how I get my rest. Every body is unique and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. How will you know which Helix Sleep mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Once you find which mattress is perfect for you, your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own house. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix Sleep mattress. There are models with memory foam to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's also models that are more responsive for people who sleep on their back or people who want to sleep on their stomach. Don't take my word for it, though. Helix has been rewarded number one mattress by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows to our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/Asian and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long either. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Like my sister, who I started this business with. Mm-hmm. So I'm extroverted AF.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like I'm good when it's like, oh, like we, I'm good when the introduction is made or like yep. when we are in a same setting. But like, let's say I didn't know you guys, like I don't have the balls to come up to you. Like, although I know who you are and although I knew, I mean, like, you know, if we didn't know each other, I would like be like, oh my God, you know, in my head, I'd be like, I saw that girlie from TikTok. I saw that boy's podcast, but I wouldn't come up to you.
I see.
And like, be like, hi.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why.
Oh,
I'm
really?
I'm just kind of shy like that. Uh-huh. But then if we're in the same room, I'd be like, hi.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
if we're in a curated, you know?
Yes.
So, but then my sister is the like so I'm like the closer, right?
Yeah.
Like I can I meet you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I meet you, give me 3 minutes, you'll like me.
Yeah.
Or you'll hate me.
Yeah.
And, but then my sister is the opposite where she can reach she has like an iron face.
I see.
And she just fucking DM.
Oh.
DM.
Yeah.
And that's how we got like the Vogue article. And that's how
cool.
we like
that rules.
When we launched, like the first day we got a Vogue article. Because
she so did her thing.
We were like a combo.
Yeah, yeah.
She got the meeting. I close at the meeting. Boom.
I need a sibling who can do
that. I know.
So it's and then now we're working together too on the gummy online launch and whatnot. So it's been such a pleasure.
That's crazy.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man.
Do you like working with your sister? Like, is it like because you live together too?
We live
does
together.
It get overwhelming sometimes?
Yeah, but when it does, like, for instance, like, I was just in Paris for Fashion Week, and then I came back, and then it was just, like, I was human DHL. Like, it wasn't, like, a glamorous, like, like, Midnight in Paris vibes. Although I tried to, like, listen to the soundtracks to, like, hypnotize myself to be in that mode.
I'm there.
But it wasn't
wearing
like
a beret.
That. It was, like... Like luggages, shoot, you know, oh, buyer, hello, like, you know. But so when I came back, she wanted to talk about work and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm three gummies in, like, can we do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
And like, so we respect
each
other.
That's good. Boundaries. That's, good. That's the only way you can make it work.
Yeah.
That's sick, dude. Yeah. So like now where you are where you are, and of course, you know, you got like, you know, there's plenty more work to do.
Yeah.
But is there something you would have done maybe a little differently? Could you go back and, you know, try again?
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. Well, I have one thing. Like, don't work with amateurs.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, no amateurs. Period. you know, people like.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
I think I know
means.
What you mean, but I want to make sure.
So if you're not better than me in the things that I'm not good at, you can't be here.
Oh.
So, you know, and I think this is like, you know, I'm a high performing person, but I'm also really lazy, right? Like, so when I am on, I'm really on. But when I'm off, I'm just like, you know, like some emails go unread for like 4 days.
Yeah.
You know?
yeah.
And I know it's there and it stresses me out, but I'd rather not, you know? But a lot of like, you know, the biggest mistakes that I've made in the past is basically just kind of giving people too much, like like that, just not having clearly aligned expectations.
I see.
You know, mm-hmm. I should have, you know, been like, this is what I expect from this role, mm-hmm. Laid it out. But I thought I did in the job description, but I guess that's not enough.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, I think it's just, it's not their fault. It's not my fault. It is just what it is. But I think, from like the mistake that I made, especially early on when I first started working on this full time, mm-hmm. is, you know, like basically I doubted myself a lot, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. People who don't really understand, because this brand is so personal, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, when you met me, you were like, oh, like I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the voice is like the copy is, I write the copies,
yeah.
I do the designs.
Yeah.
But I think like that kind of when you have so many people like kind of chirping on your ear, you're like, oh, shit, is this the right way? Is this the wrong way? Mm-hmm. And if they're pros, like they're going to have well-reasoned arguments mm. for why, whatnot, instead of being like, I feel like yeah. red is it this year.
Right, I see.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this year, you know, last year, I've been lucky to have definitely less exposure to amateurs. And I think being in New York is like one of the main reasons that kind of allowed that for that to happen.
Yep.
Because LA is full of amateurs.
Ooh.
I was gonna say, I know, I was like, in my head, Sunday school was like LA.
Yeah.
What, were you out in LA for a long time?
I lived there for 18 months.
I see. Yeah. Did you start it out there?
No, I started out here.
And then you were in LA, but you were in LA for a while.
Yeah.
Why did you move out there? Did you think maybe it was like better?
For like, let's grow the wheat business, yeah, for sure. To like $100 million
yeah.
dollar business.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, nah.
Really? Yeah. Ooh, I love, I mean, the subtitle for this podcast is Talking Shit About Los Angeles. Yeah.
No, because I love the Bay, right? Like, uh-huh. I could see myself living in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I love trees.
Yeah. Well, then that's the place to be.
Yeah, that's the one.
I love men.
There are men there.
There are men. I don't know how quality they are.
I don't know
how
quality.
They
might be amateur men.
I love boring men.
Oh, so, then really? Go yeah. out there. Oh, then.
Because I am the not boring girl, you know?
That's so funny.
Wow.
You like boring?
If you like boring men, yeah. then the Bay
like
is
Patagonia
for you.
Zip up,
yeah,
let's
dude.
Go.
The fucking the air bird, the all birds on, you know?
Yeah.
You oh know? My God, you gotta
and
get out
I can change
there.
Them.
That's...
like, you
but
know?
It's like you said, you kind of, it is good to have someone complimentary.
Yeah.
You know, like who have like same values as you, but is like, you know, obviously like, you know, brings something else to the table,
yes.
and like, you know, whatever.
But someone who's like really good at their job,
yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
a surgeon, yes. You know.
So you want like a boring surgeon who wears a Patagonia fleece that you can change?
Yeah, that I can be like, here's a Cuccinelli for
yeah,
your
yeah.
birthday.
I see,
you
I
know?
See.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God, you should, the Bay Area is for you.
I know. I know. I got some boys out there. but like LA, like no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's not my vibe. Like,
oh, really?
For me, I really love like nerdy, like I love glasses. Mm. I
oh,
love
funny.
Like just a little scruffy.
Yeah.
Funny.
You know, professor.
Yeah.
Like, it's giving like adjunct professor vibes.
Got it.
Love that. But they're also, they have a thriving medical career.
Right. Got it.
Yeah.
In LA, was it just like full of like fake people or like for that 18 months that you were there?
Well, so the main reason why I left LA is because I got robbed like 4 times.
What?
My house got broken into
twice.
Are you serious? Where are you living?
I was living in Beverlywood, which is like a capital of Orthodox Jews.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it was like we were the only two Korean kids living.
Yeah.
Because, and this is my fault too, because I should have like known my place. the number one... we have 10 commandments at Sunday school,
uh-huh.
and number one is know thy place.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
really?
I failed that because I was like, oh, I want to live at a house with a garden. So
yeah.
I did, except all my plants died because I'm lazy as fuck and I can't like step outside to water them. But then like more importantly, yeah, like they robbed our house twice. And the second time it happened, I was like, I'm outie. But then like in between, my car got broken into once.
Oh, yeah.
Office inventory, like $200,000 worth of inventory gone.
Holy fuck.
And that was also like, you know, that's also working with an amateur. I worked with an amateur who didn't insure the inventory.
Oh, come on.
Who didn't have U-Haul insurance.
I see.
And like their argument was like, oh, like I thought you would think it was, I was like, why would I think $40 is expensive?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For to insure. Anyways, so to tie it back, always don't lose faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't lose trust in yourself. And pay more to work with pros.
Yeah.
Like don't try to skimp out and like get like a young person, blah, blah, blah. Like,
no. No. You got to have
none
pros.
Of that energy.
Someone with experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your company, especially in like early stages, is way too small to afford
like a
silly mistake.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like silly mistakes. That's like the worst.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I know I could definitely use that money from EarnIn because I've got a really fancy special birthday dinner for my wife coming up. And let me tell you, Korean barbecue is not cheap. EarnIn would help me make sure we had a great time and could order that extra order of tripe. Nice. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type Asian under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Asian under podcast. Subject to available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
It's like, why do you think, like we have 200 of it, and then this person would put like 20.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Forget a zero.
Yeah.
Like that's
no,
so
we need
silly.
It. We need you. Yeah. We need this. This is the thing that matters.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't give a shit if you're born in 1999.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I'm young
so
and I'm
scary.
Learning. I was like, this is not about learning.
Yeah.
Like, this is just about being detail oriented.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not the most detail oriented person, but I always double check things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if I feel that really says something, if the company that sells weed is still like, no, you still got to check. You know, like you know, like I'm high as shit and I still need to know
literally
that you put the extra zero there.
Like
or not.
I don't smoke during when I'm working.
Yeah,
for sure.
Of course. Yeah.
No, but I mean, I incur like if you can work high, cool. You know, some people work better high.
Yeah.
Literally,
some people do.
I wrote that as a question.
Yeah. It's one of the questions.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
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 I was like, I can't do anything.
I can't do anything high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for me, when I'm high, it is like horizontal. Itzy.
Me too.
Itzy. Eating snacks.
Itzy.
Snacks time, baby. Yep.
And butter crisps.
Yeah.
Butter
but
crisps.
Like, but some kids, like, they're not like that. And I'm like, okay, you know, if you can do good output, but then if your output is shit, we'll
then,
have a chat.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, you know.
I literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm so amazed when people can work hard. But yeah, I agree.
I can draw, actually. So, like, this new puffer we're about to launch next winter.
Yeah.
Which I'm so proud of myself because we've never been this ahead.
Yeah.
Like we would always like drop, we would design something and drop it like in 3 months.
I got
it.
But then now it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm making till like December. But I was so high in my bed.
Yeah.
You know, and being high in bed is different than being high in couch.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Different,
yeah.
It's
different.
More like sunken feeling. And then I just suddenly got up and got my phone and started like drawing on IG story, you know, like,
oh my god, yeah,
that draw,
use that. That's so funny.
Well, just because I couldn't find paper and pen, and then it's gonna come out, and it's called the Juve Puffer.
Whoa, that's
cool.
Oh, that sounds like something I would like.
It's so cute.
Okay.
And I think that this one,
is it like a super like big indica one? Is that what's going on with it?
It's like giving bed sheets.
Yes.
As like you know those like pleated bed sheets, so we're doing that sort of puffer. So it's for the girlies and for you know everyone who loves bed.
Yeah.
I love that bed.
I
feel that. Yeah, we. That's like the kind of second section. Now that we've talked about work, is you know like people wanting curious. I think who people who are curious about smoking more or you know, trying cannabis more. And, you know, this, I feel with your thing, it's like you're trying to make it very inclusive. It's like, yeah, everyone should do this. It's not like, you know, it's not just for whoever, so the stoner people, quote yeah. unquote. It's for Korean moms. It's yeah. for all these yeah. things. So like when, if people were curious, what's your sort of advice for like stepping into this world, you know?
Well, let me first start off with like my personal journey yeah. with weed.
Yeah.
So I'm born and raised in Korea. I moved to America when I was 11. Mm-hmm. So till I was, I remember when I was like 12 or 13 when I was in America, you know, I was in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was like the only Asian, I was like the one of the two Asian kids in mm-hmm. my class. And I don't know if they were smoking weed or not, nor did I care. Mm-hmm. But G-Dragon.
Oh, shit.
Smoked weed. G-Dragon. Uh-huh. And I was like so big on the news. And I was like, oh my gosh, how could he? Like, the devil's lettuce. Fuck the this guy. Lettuce. Like, oh my gosh, like what? Like, whoa. You know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I will never be smoking weed. Yeah. And then it was like my high school, I went to a boarding school because my mom was like, fuck America. she Fair. Stayed with me for like a year and a half and then they bounced. Mm-hmm. And when I was at boarding school, this was my senior year. I had just taken my AP art history exam,
okay.
but I didn't study. So like I left it blank and then I canceled my score. And one of my friends who was like my proctor at my dorm room was smoking a J in the shower, like uh-huh. through the like
oh yeah yeah, yeah.
The events, because we our school was super strict. Uh-huh. We had one no zero chance policy, so like oh. if you get caught you're outie out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he was like he's my friend, but like we're not close, so I guess he wanted to make me complicit.
You're we're all in this together
he knew
now.
I yeah. smoked ciggies. Uh-huh. Because I got in trouble for smoking a ciggy, but ciggy is like a two chance policy, okay. which
oh,
is
I
weird.
See.
So he was like, "Oh, do you want to try it? It's like a cigarette, but like a little different." And then I was like, "I knew it was weed because mm-hmm. it smelled funky." And then I was like, "You know, like I'm graduating in like 30 days. Mm-hmm. Like, let's do it." So I did it, and then I had the best night's sleep. Actually.
Oh yeah.
Like I didn't feel high, yeah. but I slept
so
like,
great.
Yeah. So great. And I was like, okay, slay. And yeah. then so I smoked a lot of weed, like yeah. starting then. And then I went to Korea for the summer. And then when I came back to America, I had a French roommate at Harvard my freshman year, and he was just like the biggest stoner.
Really?
And I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Why, this annoying ass guy just keeps smoking so much weed
yeah.
and like my room stinks of
yeah,
weed
yeah, yeah.
and like the, you know, the dorm parent keeps coming and
yeah.
giving us notice. So I was like, fuck weed.
Mm-hmm.
But then my sophomore year is when I started really getting into weed. And I mean, I still to this day, I'm so grateful for this plant because before I used to be so Christian, like, you know, like praying my gay away,
yeah.
like,
oh, really?
You know, like I was like writing, I would write a diary, but it would be a love letter or like, or it would be a gratitude letter to God.
To God.
You know, to being like, God, today, like I took the AP chemistry exam. I tried my best and gave you all the gifts that you
wow.
like, you know,
yes.
that boy.
Yes.
I was that boy in high school.
I know exactly who this is.
Yes,
yeah.
I know exactly.
And then
too.
In college, too, like freshman year, I was like that. And then sophomore year, I started smoking weed. And then I started like talking to myself more. Because, like, that, like through that journaling
yeah.
and through the praying, I was really talking to myself.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
just like processing my
yeah,
thoughts.
For sure.
But then, like, I was smoking weed and I was like, damn, like, am I God? Like,
okay.
like, I think I'm my God in my world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I, you know, like
yeah.
I have jurisdiction over my body
yeah.
right.
to the extent of my knowledge.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I just started having a lot of these like existential questions. And then like, I used to be so afraid to tell people how I really feel
yeah.
about women and vaginas and men
yeah.
and dicks and
yeah.
whatnot.
Yeah.
And like, I started to process that through smoking weed.
Interesting.
came out.
Yeah.
And then just like really started to understand myself so much more.
Wow.
Yeah. And then honestly, it's not, for me, it's not just a tool for escape, which, you know, it is too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, after an arduous day at work, you know, you come home, you take a bath, and you're just, I pop a gummy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, this is like,
yeah,
you know, this is better than ketamine.
Right.
But then, like, it's just, like, for me, it's really about, like, I think weed is so malleable and that it gives you intent. Like, you know, if you're like, hey, relaxation is my intent, or like, I want to think more and I want to converse with myself. Like, it just really, like, as a T, it really helps me connect with my, like, F side.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. I never thought of weed as being like that. But that's a cool story that it, like, helped you, like, kind of figure and process a lot of stuff for yourself.
For sure.
That's crazy.
And even still, like, I think whenever I am heated, I, you know, like, this was my resolution 2 years ago, and I've been keeping pretty good job at it. But, like, you know, if I have some, let's say, like, I found out you talked shit about me to someone that, like, we both know, and I heard, instead of, like, before, I would just text you right away. I'm very confrontational.
Yeah, strong Korean energy when I text you.
Hell
Korean energy.
But then now, I, like, write the text, and then I don't send it.
I see.
And then I wait 2 hours, and then I read it again. And then I'm like, okay, I can say this a little nicer. Or like,
I see.
Right.
You know, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
Okay, she, you know, she didn't
this
say anything bad.
This is such Aquarius energy, too.
So I've been doing more of that. And then, like, obviously, weed, like, when I'm, like, super, super heated, I just pop a gummy, and I'm like, let's calm down a little, and then let's reassess.
Yep.
And then if I still feel the same way, then
that's
I will fucking press send.
Yeah.
So for people who are curious about, like, wanting to try this out, don't know, like, exactly what to do, like, what's sort of, like, what's the first step, you know?
I would say definitely try an edible or a vape first rather than a joint
or rather than the flower
a bong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, one, it'll be harsher on your throat. It's not like smoking a cigarette. It's it's a different sort of
vapor. Yeah, I don't love the feeling of it personally.
And then number two is that, like, if you don't know how to inhale, like, you're not going to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can easily be like, oh,
yeah, it's gone.
Like,
I'm
never doing that
it.
Again. Yeah, you know, classic.
Yeah.
But then edible, like, you know, like, edibles like ours or any, like, a lot of, like, non-bodega edibles.
Yeah.
They are evenly distributed.
Yes,
so you can just, like, cut it up.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, cool.
Like,
yeah,
we use nano emulsion, so it's, like, super fine particles, like, so it's everywhere. So, you know, try a quarter, try a half, or try a quarter to start, and then just see how you feel. If you don't feel anything, take another quarter, and then see, you know, and just have patience, right?
Yeah.
And also, it's totally fine if it's not for you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't need to be high.
Yeah.
You know, you're great sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's badass, man. Yeah. I'm gonna love it. Yeah. What I like about it is that it's, you know, I did dry January and,
did you succeed?
I did. Yeah. It's really not that hard for me, which was nice, but I did kind of miss it in certain points.
Do you drink too, or do you just smoke?
Oh, no. Well, hold on here. So I did dry
California
January.
California dry January.
I did California dry January. So I smoked a lot of weed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
so
no
I drank,
alcohol.
because I was at a certain point where I was waking up, you know, on, like, whatever, a Sunday, and I was like, I don't like this relationship I have with alcohol, where I feel like I'm not as in control of it as I would like to be, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I want some distance here. It doesn't make me feel that good.
Yeah.
And this whole dry January, I was sleeping wonderful because I was not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still smoking weed, which was great. And it was so cool that it was like, there is something where when you drink a lot and you wake up, you feel like it's very, like, alcohol is very destructive.
Yeah.
Whereas I think with weed, I felt like I just had a big blanket on the whole time. And then when I wake up, I still had a blanket. And I was like, oh, I got to take this blanket off, but I feel good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, like, one of the nice
caffeine
things.
It up.
Exactly. Right, then I'm like, you know, kind of just need to get
take
it going.
Shit,
but that, exactly. Yeah. It was, like, so nice about that. But
I literally switched to weed because I was studying for the GMAT. That's my weed
story. Can we interview you? That is so Sunday school.
Yeah,
Hit me. Why did you start doing that?
Because I wasn't a weed person. I went to Berkeley, but I was actually anti-weed because of Berkeley. Kind of similar to how you live with someone who smokes too much weed. Being at Berkeley, I was like, I don't like that everyone
I'm
is
not like
doing
that.
Well, yeah, like, I'm not like that.
That's what I'm saying. I think for a lot of people, like the weed thing is like, you know, you got this like the tie dye and the ball. I remember for a while dab rigs were really big.
I
do not like being that high.
Like bearded white dude.
And it was just like, it's just like, I don't want to be like off my gourd high where like I'm just like staring at a lava lamp. Like that for me, it was like, you know, I want to.
That's giving 2021.
Come on now.
You know when you're like, also, when it's the overwhelming culture, you almost are like, I'm anti that. So when I was at Berkeley, I was like, I'm going to wear sweaters and loafers and loafers. I'm not going to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like, I like, went full, like, East Coast.
Yeah, it's like, no crops
weekend.
For me.
Yeah, exactly. So I was anti-weed for, like, most of my, like, you know, early 20s or whatever. Yeah. And then I smoked once post, and then I was like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, whatever. I'm going out drinking, whatever. And then I was working my full-time job at Google. I was doing improv, and I was also studying for the GMAT because I was like my parents really wanted me to go to grad school.
Yeah.
And I started being like, when I drink, I didn't get hangovers, but I couldn't sleep very well.
Yeah.
So that it would screw up my next day of studying.
Sure. Oh, so this weird, ironically helped you study.
So then instead I started being like, to relax, I'm going to try edibles instead of drinking. So I would do these little chocolate edibles that my roommate who had because it was only available if you had a medical
card. If you had the card. Yeah.
So she would buy it and then I would have a chocolate. And then I would watch TV and then wake up the next morning and able to study.
Yeah.
Is that not the most Asian way to get
that
into
weed?
That is
so Asian.
Love it.
I did a full right turn into weed at that point because of possible business school.
Wow.
Did you take the GMAT?
I took the GMAT twice.
This is hilarious. That's so funny.
Slay.
We're going to get you into business school.
Yeah.
All right? That's what this was all about. We're getting you in. Jenny's going to business school.
I'm going to business
school. If you're watching this.
Yeah.
Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon. Okay, we need
for my business school.
Yeah, she's going to go to Haas.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, we need a GoFundMe. We're getting her MBA.
It's just like the most me way of getting into something.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow, smoked weed and got more productive. It makes no fucking sense. You're an animal.
But that's why I said that's all about Sunday school. Like, for me, like, what we're really trying to do is not to sell weed, to sell clothes. Like, it's really, really about, like, building this community of high-achieving degenerates.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, but, like, people who can work hard, but also chill fucking hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's not binary, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So many different flavors exist, and we just want to contextualize it so that people don't demonize this, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially as I used to be able to sleep 12 hours a day, like, no questions.
Yeah.
As I get older.
Yeah. Yep.
And as I drink more, like in Korea, I lived in Korea for a year during COVID. First time living as an adult in Korea full time.
Yeah.
And I had my own place, like, but I didn't smoke weed at all.
Right.
Because I was like, you know, like, I'm going to be on a year long tea break.
Yeah.
And I would only get like 5-6 hours of sleep a night, partly because alcohol, partly because of aging. Then, like, now in America, I'm getting like 7-8 hours every day, you know, and it's because of my products.
That's sort of like the ironic thing too about Korea is like you can't smoke weed, you can't like have cannabis, but you can drink. And
like
people drink so much,
and it's way worse. I feel way worse for you, like socially. Like physically, like it, you know, you have like all those those like pictures of people passed out like on the street
at 7-Eleven.
And it's like, oh no, this is legal, this is cool.
Totally.
You're totally, but I don't have any weed.
But I get why people do that. There's no other outlet.
Right.
So but speaking of alcohol, I actually just recently got into beer.
Oh, did you?
Wow.
In last year, Thanksgiving, I got into beer.
How did you get into beer?
This is hilarious.
I was in Mexico. And like before that, like I would never drink beer voluntarily.
Yeah.
More of like a wine girl.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Like, or like if I'm going to drink, like I might as well drink like gin or tequila. I was in Mexico with my sister. We were like, you know, like we let's treat ourselves to a spa vacation.
Yeah.
So I went to a spa vacation with her. And I was waiting while she was getting her facial. I was just like waiting by the beach.
Uh-huh.
And the server gave me Corona with lime on the house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I'm okay. I don't drink beer. And then he was like, try it.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, what the fuck is this? Like,
Corona with lime. With
it's
lime.
So
but,
good.
But in like the native environment.
Yeah.
Sure, I guess. Of like the you're fucking, on a beach.
Oh my God. Beach. And yeah. then he brought me another one with like the like some Mexican beer with tagine.
Tagine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rim.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like I feel like a top.
That's what I say whenever I drink beer. Yeah. I feel like a top. Well, top. Here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now I'm in like my beer era.
Wow.
I don't drink wine anymore.
No more wine.
Because it's like too sweet now.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
So I'm like ripping beer left and right.
Oh my God.
I think we start driving a truck soon, bro. What is this?
No, and like I'm watching like Yellowstone. Like. I'm in my John Dutton era.
You're watching UFC, you know?
So
we gotta
funny.
Hang out. All right. Yeah. I like this guy.
That's so funny.
Well, right?
John Deere era. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That, all my friends are like, he was a straighter boy.
Yeah.
That was all my cake this year.
Oh my God.
Because they're like, what's happening
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, what's happening right
to
now?
You? What the fuck? You want to buy a gun? Yeah. Jesus. Well, Dave, thank you for coming to
thank
the show.
Thank you for coming.
On and hanging out
so
with us.
Funny.
So fun.
It was great. Where can our guests find you and your work?
Oh, yeah. My work, my life's work is Sunday School. www.sunday.school. Our Instagram is @sunday.school. We, you know, just as a quick refresher, if you just skipped it to the last part, we sell weed and we sell clothes and we want you. it's been such a pleasure.
Yeah,
so fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
It's wonderful. You can always find us at on Instagram at Asian Not Asian Pod. You can find me on there at Nice Pants Bro.
I'm at Jenny Arimoto.
And come check out our shows. We've got the next one is March. I keep forgetting. March 8th. March 8th is the next one. Check out our Patreon. It's always a lot of fun. And we love you. And just fucking rip some beers, guys.
Yeah, rip some beers and some weed.
Yeah, there you go.
Get faded.
Yeah.
사랑해요.
Bye.
Bye.